Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 25th. As winter storms arrive, a new traction law passed by state lawmakers this year is not sticking with some drivers. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The Colorado Department of Transportation has blamed multiple closures of I-70 this week on drivers who did not have the right tires or chains for the snowy conditions. CDOT spokesman Matt Inzio says about 30 vehicles were stuck or stopped on the interstate west of Morrison Wednesday night, and 90% of them were not complying with the new traction law. The Colorado State Patrol says it focused on reopening the road, not on writing tickets. The new law says drivers must carry chains or have adequate tires on the mountain stretch of I-70 from September to the end of May. Violators who cause a lane closure during a storm can be fined as much as $656. I'm Scott Franz.
Up next, we have a portion of an interview conducted by Jamie Sudler of H2O Radio about Proposition DD, the statewide ballot measure that would legalize sports gambling and then tax the profits of it for a Colorado Water Projects Fund. Sudler presents both sides of the issue with Curtis Hubbard of the Yes on DD campaign and Gary Walkner with the Coloradans for Climate Justice Committee, established to oppose DD. First, we hear from Hubbard, who talks about what the proposition says.
In a nutshell, Proposition DD is a $29 million tax on the sports betting profits that casinos would get when we legalize sports betting. And as you mentioned earlier, the majority of that money would go to fund Colorado's water plan. And it really has its roots in three different dates. And the first would be back in the early 90s when Colorado had the good sense to institute the state lottery and dedicate proceeds from the state lottery to fund open space and parks purchases through the Great Outdoors Colorado program. And that was really the first example in the state of using a tax on gambling in order to do something better, to do a larger good. Then in 2015, the largest public engagement effort in state history developed Colorado's water plan. And Colorado's water plan essentially divides the state into its 9 river basins and looks at how do we address providing water, conserving and protecting water over the next 30 years, given the state has a population that's expected to double, given that we are a headwater state and are increasingly facing water shortages and competition for water with fast-growing states downstream, notably Arizona, California, and Nevada. And then how do we come together as a state and make sure that we can avoid the buy and dry of our farmland, make sure that our outdoor recreation economy has the water needed to thrive, that there is enough water in rivers and streams for outdoor pursuits like fishing, paddleboarding, rafting, things of that nature. And it's a $30 billion plan. That's B billion. It was the state share was about there's about a $3 billion shortfall, and it's $100 million a year. And so lawmakers, fast forward 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court says, hey, there can't be a federal prohibition on sports gambling. We have to get rid of this monopoly that Las Vegas has on sports betting. So states are allowed to legalize sports betting. So lawmakers earlier this year decided that a good use of proceeds from sports betting, were Colorado to legalize sports betting, would be to fund that unfunded portion of Colorado's water plan. So here's an opportunity to fund some, but not all, of the shortfall in Colorado's water plan. And that's why we're asking people to vote yes this fall.
Generally speaking, Gary, what's your position? What's your view of Proposition DD?
Proposition DD stands for Dam and Destroy, because that's what it would do to Colorado's rivers. This proposition is about tax policy, water, and climate change, and the basic questions are who caused the damage to our water supply and who should pay to fix it. We oppose Proposition DD and encourage voters to vote no, because the proposition sets a terrible precedent that the public taxpayer should pay for the damage caused to our water supply system by climate change. We know that fossil fuel corporations are causing climate change and causing the damage, and thus we contend that fossil fuel corporations should pay for the damage, not the public taxpayer. Forcing the taxpayer to pay for climate damage is an egregious violation of climate justice, and that's why we named this committee Coloradans for Climate Justice. What Curtis didn't mention is that climate change is predicted to shrink Colorado's water supply by 20% by the year 2050. And this was a big part of the Colorado Water Plan, the damage caused by climate change. This decrease in water would cost billions of dollars of negative impacts to the state's economy. So the big question is, who should pay for that? Proposition DD proposes to raise taxes and use the money for these so-called water projects. The water projects are completely undefined. The money would be a slush fund at the state legislature to spend on whatever the powers that be decided a water project was, including new river-destroying dams and including water for fracking. In fact, in the worst-case scenario, they would spend the money and build new dams and diversions. The water would go to fracking, which would make climate change worse. And so we are asking voters to vote no on Proposition DD. We are taking a very independent stance about the Colorado Water Plan and about Proposition DD, and we oppose it. We're asking voters to vote no.
And finally today, in your Friday sports report, only a couple of weeks remain in the high school football regular season, and teams around the listening area are facing key games as they prepare for the playoffs. In 1A Western Slope League action, Meeker and Hotchkiss have emerged as the favorites to claim the conference crown. Both squads are 6-1 overall and unbeaten in league play. They have to get through some tough opponents tonight as Hotchkiss plays at Cedar Edge at 7 p.m. and Meeker hosts Olathe also at 7 p.m. The Paonia Eagles have lost their first three games of league play and are 2-5 overall. They are on the road tonight at Grand Valley at 7 p.m. The listening area's two larger schools keep rolling along. In 2A, Delta steamrolled Moffitt County last night 52-0, and the Panthers have won their last two games by a combined score of 87-6. The Panthers are 7-1 overall and are ranked number 4. Delta plays at Coleridge on November 1st to complete its regular season. And last, but certainly not least, the unbeaten Montrose Indians have moved up to number 3 in 4A. Montrose is at Gateway tomorrow at 1 p.m., and then we'll have two more contests before the playoffs. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, October 25th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.